as we go into Lent, the gospel today takes place right after Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray. How to pray the Our Father. And as you remember, the word Father in Aramaic, the language that Jesus spoke, is Daddy. Oftentimes in Hebrew, there were two words for God. One of the words could not even be spoken. It was so profound. Jesus modified that and said, no. When you speak with God, He is so close and intimate with you. That is the relationship between a child and a loving father, where you call Him our Daddy, Abba. In Aramaic. You even go to the Arabic world now, you often hear children go to their fathers, Abba, Abba, Daddy, Daddy, our Father. And today, right after He teaches them, He begins to teach them how to fast and how to get their freedom. People don't often think of Great Lent as a place where you establish your freedom, but it is. Stop blaming other people for your life. If you remember from Adam and Eve, when they were caught sinning, the very first thing they do is they blame each other and blame God. There's an old joke, it's not too funny, but I have to tell you, where Adam was taking his children for a walk and they passed by the Garden of Eden, where they used to live, and said, there is where your mother ate us out of house and home. I know it's not funny, but the lesson here is, it's very easy to blame people. It's because of my husband. It's because of my wife. It's because of my parents. It's because of my children. It's because of anybody that I'm not happy. And here, Jesus is teaching His apostles the road to happiness in Great Lent. Don't fast so other people can see you. The goal of the Great Lent is for you to have a better life, not by changing other people, but by changing yourself, by being free. That's why He says, if you do not forgive those that hurt you, God will not forgive you. That's a profound statement which we say in the Our Father and which is repeated right afterwards in today's gospel. But what does it mean to forgive? It's a very tough, courageous virtue. It is not wimpy like some people say. It is not dismissing evil. It is not forgetting. Christians do not forgive and forget. Forgive and remember so that you can help the person who is injured. Nobody who is healthy and happy will ever hurt you. You will always be hurt by people who are in pain themselves. And they can't take the pain so much that they lash out in word and action because they are not happy. No one ever gets up very happy one day and says, I'm so happy I'm going to hurt people. Nobody does that. It's impossible. So when you forgive, what you are saying, I'm fighting for my freedom. I will not carry your garbage with me tonight. I will not repeat it in my mind tomorrow. I forgive you not because I think what you did was okay, but because I don't want to be trapped in your hatred, and I want to even maybe help you be free of the bad choices that you did. So I remember when my brother or my sister does something wrong, and maybe by my example and my words, I can help them become a better person. So as we prepare for Lent, and we think about fasting, we think about prayer, we think about doing good things, it's about me becoming a better person and me getting closer to my God. People who just think of the commandments and of prayer as things to do, forget that they are the road to get close to a God. They become so much part of you that it's not something I have to accomplish, but it's something that changes me. So I appreciate my neighbor and I appreciate my God. Slava Isusu Christu.